CliffCentral.com.
Very exciting. I hope they're not going to be miserable and disappointing.
No, I've seen him performing lately, and he's still got a lot of spunk.
I never go to concerts anymore, so I'm nervous about this, because I also, all the number of times I've seen people who I really loved and seen them perform and been disappointed is huge, right? Because their heyday might not have been now. It might have been 20 years ago.
Like when I watched Belinda Carlisle, except she was still good.
Was she?
Yeah.
I did see the Pet Shop Boys with Randall a couple of years ago and some other friends, and they were fantastic. So there are, I suppose, exceptions to the rule.
It's just a good vibe.
Also, these are Scandinavians, and they don't, you know, they've got the secret of eternal youth, so who knows. Anyway, Dori and Paolo, and I just got a message from Dori. She said that they're very excited to see a-ha this weekend, and they're doing a show dedicated to the 80s stars that they've seen live. They're hunting high and low for your stories. Who you've seen live. Apparently extra points if you saw them in their heyday. You can listen live at 11 a.m. today and message us with your stories. You know the number. It's the same number you use for us, 079-748-2090. Yeah, that's all coming up.
Random points of people who don't age. Janet Jackson just announced this week that she's doing a new album and a new tour. Whoa.
Janet, she's always been fantastic.
The way she looks.
Show me a picture of her right now. Show me
and
the best picture you can find.
And that's not just plastic surgery. That's physical fitness.
Yeah. And just and good. Yeah. She's 54 this year. But just like.
Let me see. Show me the picture you've got. Because I got a picture of her with like a turban on and she looks pretty fucking old.
You know
old.
That I'll be that old in 8 years' time?
Oh.
you too, okay. Gareth.
Oh.
Wait, an eight?
No, does that
no,
make sense?
No, that's still a long while
sorry.
Away.
A long way from
it's 12 now. Years, oh but still.
Look
all right,
at that.
Show me. Yeah, she's not bad looking.
How old is she? Could pass as 38.
54.
Okay.
She could pass as 38. Look, and take the weight aside. Cause
now look up LaToya and you'll get a fright. But you know who, again, I hate to bring this up all the time because you're going to think I'm fixated with her. But again, someone sent a picture of Jane Fonda at the Oscars. She gave the award for Best Director or something. Mm. That woman is in her 80s. Mm. Let me tell you something. I know people in their 40s who don't look as good as Jane Fonda does. Mm. Double the age.
For sure.
She's unbelievable.
Put aside her new haircut, though.
She's unbelievable.
It makes her look like Auntie Mariki.
I don't doubt. Yeah, that's true. I don't doubt that she has a great makeup artist. And, you know, she's probably had some plastic surgery.
She has.
Of course she has.
She's admitted it herself,
But man.
But I mean, remember, she again started off as a fitness icon.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, that VHS.
Oh. That's it. Jane Fonda. Listen, whatever she did, we should all do. If you want to live long, you want to live long and look good and be healthy. So if it means doing 80s warm-up videos with leg... What do they call those things?
Leg warmers.
Leg warmers on. And having to
sweat bands.
Let's get physical, physical. That's what she's famous for. If that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do. Yeah. Everybody get on it because, man.
And God clearly lives in Beverly Hills somewhere.
Yeah, well, really, she has his phone number because she's visiting there often and getting some lifts and whatever else she needs. Good for her. Yeah. All right, so many things to get to this morning. I don't want to waste time because we've got some serious stories in the news. Can we start off with that Kobe Bryant helicopter crash?
So the researchers and investigators are going to use the phones and the iPad. They found, I think, two phones and one iPad. Of the victims who were on board, including an iPad from the pilot.
Oh, wow.
Because the pilot, Ara Zobeyan, made his last communication when he was at 2,300 feet. And he used an app on his iPad, which traces everything that's going on during the flight.
Oh, wow.
So they might be able to find exactly what happened. Because the helicopter had neither a cockpit voice recorder nor a flight data recorder or the black box.
Sure. So is that legal to not have those things on a passenger aircraft?
I don't know about helicopters, that's the thing. But he had an app which allows a pilot to plan a flight, check on weather, terrain, position, potential hazards in real time from the cockpit. It's called the For Flight app and can provide in-flight alerts of changing conditions. It monitors the GPS, the speed, and other dynamics of the aircraft. So they might be able to find something from this. It'll just bring closure for a lot of people to find out exactly what happened and how long it took to happen. I think that's always the family's worries. How long was everybody aware that they were going to die?
Oh, that's got to be terrifying, huh?
But I think it also brings about frustration as well, the should have and could have and what would have happened. Because in one of the investigations that they also did on this crash, they discovered that the helicopter was 12 seconds away from clearing out of the thick clouds. And so finding something like that out, you think like, oh, well, if they had just stuck it through, or maybe if they had turned differently, and just 12 more seconds literally could have made a difference. You take something like this.
Yeah, see, maybe rather don't want to know.
Yeah, yeah. You accept the reality.
It's amazing.
It doesn't change anything.
Again, technology can give you all this insight. And I think people do want to know, not just the family, but everybody, because everybody feels they have a stake in Kobe Bryant's story, you know, even if they don't. And these kinds of stories, people do. I'll never forget that in the aftermath of what Princess Diana's car crash, everybody was trying to piece it together. Which pillar did they hit? And how fast were they going? And I mean, that stuff's still going on.
We had minimal technology in those days.
Yeah, so now we can use the pilot's iPad to figure out what actually happened. Still.
Well, like, for instance, there was this a single-engine Cessna aeroplane in Colorado in 2014. Mm-hmm. And the likely cause of that crash was revealed by a GoPro camera, which was recovered from the wreckage. The crash itself wasn't captured, but the video revealed that the pilot and various passengers were taking selfies with their phones during a night flight, sometimes using a flash. Mm. And so they concluded that the pilot probably became disoriented due to the flashes that were going on.
Look at all of this information.
I know.
And then, Leanne, when I die on the toilet, they'll just look at my delivery app and say, oh, yeah, he ordered this greasy meal 3 weeks ago, coupled with sitting at home X amount and not running with more than that's how he died on the toilet.
One day they're going to have technology that will tell you how many days you're shaving off your life by eating a donut. They will. They'll be able to tell you, don't do that activity because it'll fuck up your knees. It's going to make us either completely paranoid or it'll help us to live better lives. But I doubt that. I think we're going to become worse.
I hope that stuff like that happens because I don't want to have to communicate as much as we have to right now.
What do you mean?
What, with people?
Yeah, like if you meet someone in the workplace, for instance, and you're trying to figure out if they've got more experience than you in a certain field.
Yeah.
I wish it would just be literally a graph above your head and saying, she's got more experience, just let her do it.
Heads up display.
So you don't have to sit and argue and prove yourself. No, it's the calculation's been made. She will do better at the job.
Michelle McLean looks really good at 47. Holy shit.
Who's she?
She was Miss South Africa. Mm. Well, Miss Namibia and then Miss Universe.
Oh,
yeah, I remember. She was around.
She's extremely tall.
She's beautiful. She still looks great. You know, I have such admiration for people who can keep that up, you know, as they get older.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer's looking good, too. Mm. I saw a picture of her the other day. She's beautiful.
These people have never looked bad, though.
No, they are lucky. Fucking Quasimodo over here, walking up to the mirror.
Yeah.
Sorry, hobbling over to the mirror, looking at myself and just wanting to cry. A few years back, we were on our way to the Drakensberg in a helicopter and got caught up in bad weather. We had to make an emergency landing on someone's farm. It happened so quickly, it was one of the scariest flights of my life.
Wow.
That's jazzy. Yeah, that's terrifying. You don't want to take a chance in a helicopter. My sister's boyfriend, who's a pilot.
Well, it's like the motorbikes of the sky, really.
That's right. Well, he says that a helicopter is just... I don't want to misquote him. He says it is an accident waiting to happen.
Oh,
Mm. He says he will not go in a helicopter at all. He flies fixed-wing aircraft, jet aircraft, prop aircraft. He's flown them all, and he says he will not be in a helicopter.
Oh, damn.
I've been on that helicopter ride that you can – I don't know if it's still available at Sun City.
Yes.
Where it's basically a roller coaster
like
without rails.
Flip. Yeah.
And the pilots – the pilot's like got scars because he's crashed so many times.
Yeah.
And he's explaining to you before you go on what this scar is from the crash of the chopper in 1987. And then you get onto the chopper with him and you scream like little girls. And then another chopper ride I've been on is actually a medical helicopter. And those are massive because you've got to be able to fit in a stretcher.
Sure.
And that I went in over the Rand show it one year. Hmm. That was, I felt quite safe in that one.
Listen, I like helicopters, but I'm just giving you my sister's boyfriend's opinion on this. He flies, so
yeah,
take it from whence it comes. I know lots of helicopter pilots are going to now be sending me messages saying that's bullshit, it's very safe, we can auto gyro down to the earth or whatever it is. I don't know how it works. I like helicopters. Don't fight with me.
I think the thing is that, again, being the motorbikes of the sky,
yeah,
you might have a better chance of surviving a crash in a plane,
yeah,
or in a car, as opposed to a helicopter or a motorbike.
Yeah,
a
helicopter, there's not a lot of contingencies if things go wrong. Anyway, let's move on to happier things. You promised me you had some info about history. This is going to change history.
Yes. So this is a 3,700-year-old Babylonian stone tablet.
Yes.
One made of stone, not electronics. It's been translated. And
if there was a 3,700-year-old iPad, that would certainly change history. Holy hell.
So the team, Dr. Daniel Mansfield and his team at the University of South Wales in Australia,
mm-hmm,
while studying this tablet, found evidence that Babylonians were doing something astounding. Trigonometry.
Wow.
So now, most historians have credited the Greeks with the study of triangles, sides, and angles. But this tablet presents an indisputable evidence sheet that Babylonians were using the technique 1,500 years before the Greeks ever
were. Wow. That is a big deal.
See why I said the Greeks are going to be angry at this.
Well, I still can't do trigonometry, and it's 2020. I remember I did very poorly at that at school. So how shit must we be as a species that we still don't understand matric trigonometry when people 3,700 years ago were using it?
It is pretty bad.
Well, I just think about this team and how clever they are firstly not only know trigonometry, but can pick up an ancient version of it.
Yeah.
And know that that's what it is.
Is it in cuneiform?
I'm not sure. I don't know what they were wearing, if it was cuneiforms or aprons. I don't know. But it was a trigonometry table that they found. Again, not the one with four legs.
It's amazing. I think that's so cool. Obviously, this means that ancient civilizations were a lot more advanced than we give them credit for. Because we talk about Sumeria being before the supposed agricultural revolution, you know, and we think that the furthest that our timeline goes back is to ancient Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
Those are the two sites in what they called the Fertile Crescent, the site of human civilization beginning. The earliest human civilizations. And now if they're telling us that trigonometry was already in use 3,700 years ago, it's phenomenal.
Mm. Well, the Greeks at least still have tzatziki. They'll always have that.
Yeah, the Greeks, they'll have that in the Acropolis.
Cucumber and yogurt.
And there, look, Acropolis.
They
yes. Have Acropolis, tzatziki.
Like an Afrikaans guy I heard of who went to Greece, and he came back and he was boasting about everything that he'd eaten, and he said, I love that souvlaki. So now every time I see the word, that's how, of course how I have to say it in my head.
Yeah.
Can I have that music back again?
Oh, all right. You're very demanding today. Here we are, just for you.
In another story, which can survive with the same theme tune.
Yes.
NASA has spotted a potentially hazardous asteroid rapidly approaching Earth. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, shit, I don't like this story at all.
NASA's confirmed an asteroid larger than the tallest man-made structure in the world.
Yeah.
So think of the tallest building.
Mm-hmm.
Dubai, I'm sure. Bigger than that, is traveling towards Earth at a speed of almost 34,000 miles per hour. But now this is the scary part. They haven't given us much warning.
No. So how long do we have?
Until tomorrow morning at 6:05 EST.
Oh, my God.
Not going to make that a heart concert.
So, I mean, how seriously do you take these things? This is according to the International Business Times.
I'm actually kind of relieved. This will be our last show.
We don't have to come into work on Monday. Yay.
What a run. What a run.
You're going to be on fire.
What a run. So where's it going to hit? I mean,
it's colliding with... No, it's going to come close to intersecting our planet's path tomorrow morning at 6:05 a.m., not our time.
Okay, so what happens
Eastern
then?
Standard time.
Are we going to be wiped out?
Well...
Because you'd think they would have warned us.
I know. They said it's large enough to potentially trigger a nuclear winter...
Oh, Jesus.
...and mass extinction events should it collide with Earth.
Really?
I mean, obviously they can't project these
but
things.
12 hours?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
What, 24?
And it's such a short story. It just then goes on to, for decades, films have dealt with the subject of potentially dangerous asteroid collisions.
You know, in some ways, this is probably how it's going to end. We're not going to have a big build-up like in that movie Armageddon or...
We're deep not going to have.
Yeah, it's just there's a news story that Leanne Moll mentioned on CliffCentral.com.
Just a side and mention.
Then, and then 24 hours later, we're all fucking gone and the dinosaurs are back.
Wow.
Okay.
What a story.
Yeah, yeah, that's like a big news story.
Why isn't that up front?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me about that at 6 o'clock?
It's like...
I don't have much credibility.
And people are worried about Cyril's State of the Nation address.
Yeah. I didn't want to create too much panic, you know.
And Natalie Portman's telling us about her jacket, and this is what's happening. Oh, my God, Leanne.
I know. What can I say?
Well... this sorts out one of the problems on the messages. Basit Sana saying, guys, I need a rechmaker. I'm as hungover as fuck. Well, good. You're gonna
if
go
anything's going to make you rech, it's going to be an atomic...
Yeah, you're going to go into the future.
Nuclear winter.
You're going to go to the next world in the next 24 hours. So take a huge number of painkillers and get over that hangover. Enjoy your last day.
And there's even a link to the top 25 sci-fi movies. So, oh, I mean, thanks. How seriously do you...
Oh, you watch one of those. That's all they've got for us.
Yeah.
They don't say where you could dig a, you know.
No, there's no hotline to call. Nothing.
Oh, my God. Really and truly, that's horrible.
So if you want to look it up, look up NASA's center. It's CNEOS. CNEOS. NASA Center for Near-Earth Object Studies.
CNEOS. Is that it?
CNEOS.
Ish.
Closer people, saving the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. I love that. That's fantastic.
That's incredible. That's like a real news story, right? That's so if I die tomorrow, oh no, my mediocre life is over.
Yeah, this will be all you've ever achieved.
That's it. This is...
Happy Valentine's Day. You better make sure that date counts. It's probably the last time you're going to go on a date.
But you know what? There's some comfort in knowing that if you're going to die, everyone else is going to die at the same time as you. Because... Mm. Having experienced the pain of someone dying and then you as a human being have to live with it.
Oh, no, we won't have to worry about that.
We won't have to worry about that.
It's great that we'll all... And if you have any greed or resentment or bitterness like the EFF, just remember everybody's going to die at the same time. So
it's very cathartic. Thank
yeah.
you.
And,
thank you to both
and
of you.
This is from Candace. Candace says, I mean, is this thing coming or not? Do I need to go to work or not, Leanne? I would
no,
say
it's all.
That's a great question.
It's all on my shoulders now.
I would say go to work because what else are you going to do?
You know, no amount of worrying is going to change the outcome.
Right. And shame. Poor Basit Sana says she doesn't mind if the asteroid hits her. Her, like just her
just
in particular.
Her.
I think I know who this Basit Sana is. So she would you wouldn't be a loss, Basi.
I will.
She's a good friend. I think it's
all right. I'm so glad that the world is ending because of all of my family that have left South Africa for Australia and I stayed, but now the world is ending before South Africa became Zimbabwe, so fuck them, Carl. Carl, that's some amazing mental arithmetic you just did in that moment.
Interesting mental states out there.
Am I the only one who feels like shit after a job interview? I want to die. That's from Eddie. Yes, Eddie. Don't worry, we're all going to die, according to Leanne. So your job interview matters not at all. Get over it.
Yeah.
All right, that's fantastic. Should we shut the show down now? Because...
Yeah, I mean, we're what's the die. Point?
What's the point?
Sit here and talk. I'm like looking at the other stories and I'm like, well, it's been coronavirus. No, well, that's going to be wiped out.
Yeah, it's been fun, everybody. This is great. Now, you behave yourselves in the afterlife and maybe we'll be able to set up some kind of a show on that side.
If you knew for sure, would you go and tell like somebody like a real truth? Are there any truths that you're hiding from anyone that like you go and tell them like, oh, I've always hated you, Michelle?
No, I have this show every day for 2 hours.
Yeah, I've shared every truth. I'm a transparent canvas.
Yeah, there's nothing else really. From the Boston Herald. Massive asteroid close call on Saturday, but won't be hitting Earth. Okay, so Sean just letting us know.
Well, let's
the Boston Herald.
Boston over NASA.
Sure. I will not go to work today, so I'm going to have a whole day of sex. That's from Woody.
Good for you.
Oh, well.
Awesome. Good for you.
Hope you keep your Woody up.
That possibly brings us to our next story. There's anger growing in Myanmar, where a pornographic video was shot at a Buddhist site.
A porno?
An Italian couple.
Oh, yeah?
Made a porno against the backdrop of the Holy Land.
But isn't that a good place to have sex?
Oh, gosh. Who knows? So it's a 12-minute porno video.
12 minutes?
Shot in Bagan. And that's the country's best-known tourist spot. And it's also a UNESCO heritage site featuring thousands of revered Buddhist pagodas.
Oh, so good. Mm-hmm.
It's good, huh?
The video was posted on Pornhub.
Very nice.
So much going on. I'm exhausted.
We've got asteroids coming. We've got people coming in Buddhist sacred sites.
Asteroids are nice.
Yeah, this Asteroids is very exciting.
The video had been viewed nearly 250,000 times.
Holy shit.
By last night.
There's a lot of people watching porn if 250,000 people have watched when the thing's only been up for a short while.
Usually porn videos get a lot of thumbs up, but in this one there are as many dislikes as likes.
Oh. But I wouldn't know if it was a religious site.
Well, I haven't seen
what
the actual video.
What kind of person is taking in the scenery? What are you doing on Pornhub? Hold on a second, you idiots. What are you doing on Pornhub for the scenery? There are whole libraries of beautiful photographs of places in the world that are magnificent to look at. You don't go to Pornhub for the geographical locations unless you're a sick and twisted individual. I mean, go there for the porn, that's fine, but really?
Maybe they did like an intro and said, we are here at the blah blah.
But that's a great point. It's like you're not going, oh, I wonder if Spielberg directed this. I'm looking for the... Just go and watch the porn and go to sleep alone on Valentine's Day, damn it.
What is wrong with people?
Oh, my word.
Yes, we're all so alone for Valentine's Day. And you know what? According to Leanne, that's fine because tomorrow the asteroid comes. So all of you people who think that you've got someone special in your life...
Doesn't matter.
Not for long! Bulelo put a picture... Sorry, a video of us all up. And what was the caption?
I said singles alone or something along
a whole bunch of single people getting ready for Valentine's Day.
Well, look, if you feel like you don't have enough, that nobody loves you.
Yes.
So just like the song Everybody Hates Me, I think I'm going to eat some worms. A 6-year-old girl found a note at the grocery store with a surprise tucked inside.
Uh-oh. I hope this is not anticlimactic.
Or a pedophile story.
No, it's really sweet.
Oh, I didn't think of
that. Oh, no, we didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
What happened?
Just
go on, just finish the story.
So it looked like it was somebody's grocery list or something left on the shelf next to the Cheerios.
Yeah.
And this little 6-year-old girl picked it up and showed her mom.
Okay.
And the note said, to whoever finds this, it should be whomever, and also use capitals on the first.
Leanne, she's there. 6-year-old. There.
To whoever finds this, I love you. And it had $100 in it.
Okay, actually, it could be a pedophile story.
Yeah.
This person knew leaving it with the Cheerios which kids like.
You've just taken left the room.
You've just taken a beautiful exactly story and we've just ruined it.
Mm. They left their address on the bottom of that notice.
Listen, I don't want some anonymous person that I don't know telling me I love you. That doesn't make me feel better. That makes me creep the hell out.
That's cute.
What is wrong with you?
But she got to go.
If you're a Buddhist going onto Pornhub to get offended, or if you're a person who likes picking up anonymous letters that have been left by people who don't know you in a supermarket and you find solace and love in that note, you have serious mental health issues.
Doesn't it help that it has $100 in it?
Yeah, that's even worse. That's creepy as hell. Someone just giving you $100
because
they love you.
Maybe they were inspired by the Ellen Show and being kind to one another.
Oh, please. There's something there. They're waiting in the parking lot or they're beating their meat behind a counter somewhere.
Anyway.
So gross.
Little Danica went to Build-A-Bear with the $100 and she made some bears and there's a photograph of her with her bears.
I would find out who's running the Build-A-Bear.
Why do you think it's...
Because it's...
Yes,
they probably put it right outside the Build-A-Bear. Come in here. It's just wrong. It is wrong to send people anonymous Valentines. I've never liked that idea. Admit it's you. And then they can say, okay, yeah, I like you too. Or, ugh.
Hold on, there's something happening here. Did you have something in school that happened to you where you got a rose from a girl or a guy?
No, I didn't get anything.
Sorry to hear it. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's it.
I found a note on my windscreen wiper once.
Ooh, how did that make you feel?
And it was supposedly anonymous, but I knew who it was from. And it was at the SABC in the underground parking lot.
This is getting sick.
Something about it also being underground makes it sick.
It was a Christian who was offering me help to become a Christian. And how letting the Lord in my life would make my life better.
Oh, wow.
Did it? Because you
didn't let him in.
No, that's it. Yeah.
I thought you'd given your life to Jesus. I'm sorry to hear that, Leanne.
I'm surprised you've never gone through a Jesus phase.
Oh, of course I did. I was falling down at the front of Ray Ma many times.
Oh, really?
With the Honorable Ray McCauley.
How long did it last?
After his third divorce.
Yeah.
It lasted until varsity when I started studying linguistics, which involved the study of evolution. And that's when I realized that everything I knew in my whole life was a hoax.
Until then, you were very happy to be falling down in the front row of Ray Ma.
Yeah, I was pretty happy. Plus, I used to always date the drummer.
Okay.
Always.
That's good.
You dated someone in church.
Of course. That's the reason most people go to church. Okay, but back to my point. Because even if I have some kind of an issue over not getting a rose, I don't like the idea of anonymous Valentine's things.
It is creepy.
I think it's very wrong.
And then, what's the point, you know? Anyway. So I received some flowers without a name. What am I going to do now?
Yeah. How are you meant to react?
You know that someone loves you.
I don't want to know that someone loves me. It doesn't make me feel better unless I know who they are. What if they are a revolting person? What if they're a Nazi?
What if they aren't?
You don't want a fucking Nazi telling you that they love you.
But the mystery of it.
Yes, Gareth. What about the unrequited love? Almost feeling like, okay, I gave it to Gareth. At least he kind of has something nice.
I am not responsible for your feelings. How can you expect me to be responsible for your feelings? No.
Please go on, Romeo.
No. I'm saying there is romance, there is love, there is attraction. All of those things are beautiful.
But you'd prefer it if someone came up to you and said, I love you.
Honestly. Or write a little note or whatever. But your name is kind of an important part of it. What if you send me a Valentine and you're a deeply unattractive person? That's not going to win me over.
But you'll never know.
It's going to chase me away. But that's the point. It bothers me that I don't know.
Gareth, where are we headed here?
I think this stems from school issues.
This is just the same as the Buddhists who are angry about the porno being shot in their Buddhist sacred place. You're searching for something in the wrong place. Just be honest with people. If you really fancy Sia, then send him a note, but say your name. And if you can, attach a photograph, because he's quite picky.
And superficial.
Very superficial. I'm superficial too. Mm-hmm. So don't... We're not the kind of people who want to feel a general love from some stranger. That puts me off. It's horrible. And so agrees... a number of people here on the list. Vinny says, fuck Valentine's Day. Who is the Buddhist monk who actually went on Pornhub and found the video? What was he doing there? Good point.
Oh.
I also got a note on my windscreen. This is from Carl. Some twat had driven into me. He left a note saying sorry and that he didn't have insurance. No contact details. Carl.
Oh.
That's shocking.
No, that's not the note we like.
No, well, that's quite nice. I got parked in once and I left a note under there, also at the SABC, left a note under their windscreen saying, you parked like a cunt.
Now that's a nice Valentine.
That is lovely.
All right, Miguel wants to know, Leanne, should he marathon The Good Place now?
Yes.
While the asteroid's coming.
Yes.
The anonymous thing is for kids, man. Gareth, but yeah, but the time that you... But like, yeah, but no, but...
But no, but, no, but yeah, but...
No, but... No, but, no, but like,
yeah, but...
Sorry, I read that like Vicky Pollard. Let me start again from Leighton. He says, the anonymous thing is for kids. By the time you hit varsity for the latest, just tell me you want to smash. At that point, it's creepy and no one is getting laid. The worst that can happen is that you still don't get laid. Yeah, just be upfront about the whole thing. That's all I'm saying. All right. Now, speaking of Valentine's Day, what is the best way to show yourself some love this Valentine's Day? Well, I'll tell you. There is truth in the saying that you have to love yourself first before you can love someone else. Right? Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Do you agree, Mbulelo?
I do.
Okay. But you know how it is. You work like crazy. You deserve to take the time to invest in yourself. With February being the month of love and the end of the tax season, it is... I love that.
Yeah.
Just slip tax into love.
Yeah.
It's the best time to show yourself and your hard-earned money some proper appreciation. You can do this by taking advantage of tax-free investments. This is your last chance.
Mm-hmm.
If the finance speak is turning you off, just listen a little bit because you should be excited about this love interest that I'm about to tell you about. We've spoken to this guy before, Christo Linnefelt. Do you remember him from Coronation?
Yep.
Okay. So here is something that you need to know and really is questioning your own finances, your thoughts about money, what you're doing with that money, where it's going. And at this time of year, there are lots of reasons to be thinking about it. Tito's getting ready for his budget speech. There may be all kinds of implications there, but there is a valuable perk offered to us by the finance minister every year to encourage us to save. And that is that you are able to invest tax-free up to 33,000 Rand a year. Tax-free.
Sure.
Anytime you hear that, you should go for it, right?
Yeah. That's for sure.
Okay, well, you could choose to just save tax-free through a bank if you like, but then your money can only ever earn a predictable level of interest, and no one likes predictable in a relationship. So when you invest this stuff tax-free, you pay no income, no dividend, or capital gains tax on your tax-free investment. And it all ends on the 29th of February 2020. So if you haven't done it yet, you can do it now. Doesn't that sound like a good plan?
That does sound like it.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to get Christo on the line, and then we're going to talk to him about this. He is on the line from Cape Town. He has been here before. We actually spoke to him during that conversation that we had probably in the middle of last year about the terminology people use, that just watery nonsense that doesn't mean anything. Like when they talk about grassroots this or...
Or like the stuff that was in the speech.
Let me go through some of the terms that Cyril, because a lot of people do want us to talk politics, even though we don't want to this morning.
I just want to say, Christo sounds like my type of guy, because money is the best gift always. So he wants to give me money back tax-free on Valentine's Day.
That's a relationship you could be part of.
My guy.
So here's some of the things that the words the president used in his speech yesterday. If you didn't watch it, I just skimmed through the text this morning and took out, these are the terms that he wants you to remember. Modalities, capacities, broad-based, interministerial councils, developmental mandates, social compacts, district models, opportunity, costs, support and strength, structured support, measured response, integrated approach, pilot programs, performance agreements, strategic framework, culture of transparency, building capacity, project management offices in the presidency, and the Presidential Infrastructure Commission. Now, of course, that's all nonsense. But if you didn't watch the speech last night, that's the nonsense you missed. So don't let it be said we don't bring you the news. It's very useful information for you. Of course, it's not useful to the country, but Cyril at least got his speech done. Yeah. After having to wait 2.5 hours.
Because of the EFF.
Yeah, because of the EFF. Well, we've got Krista on the line. Let's get back to the idea of tax-free savings and see what he has to say to us. Hey, Krista, nice to speak to you again, man.
Hey, good morning, Gareth. Good to chat to you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Now, Bulelo's already said that he loves the idea that you are going to be talking to us about money on Valentine's Day, because he said that is the gift that keeps on giving. And the most important relationship you'll have is with your wallet. So tell us, this tax-free saving that we get every year, we get 33,000 Rand. It ends on the 29th of February. Tell us about the advantages of this.
Cool. Yeah. So last year, this time I chatted to you and I tongue-in-cheek mentioned that perhaps some of your listeners should consider giving their loved ones tax-free investments for Valentine's Day. That did not go down well. So this year, please do give them some chocolates or flowers as well. But the idea of a tax-free investment is very simple. It's one of those gifts from government, if you will. So if you have any money available that you would like to save, especially for the long term, you can effectively put that in a tax-free investment, and all of your returns, whether they be interest, dividends, or capital gains at the end, are effectively tax-free forever, as long as they remain there. Even when you eventually withdraw, the full amount is yours. Unlike any other investments where typically you are liable for some kind of tax. Now, the catch is that you can only contribute up to 33,000 Rand a year. And if you don't use that in any specific tax year, you forego that. So it's very important that if you have some money lying around that you think you want to put away for the long term, do so before the end of the month.
All right. So how does this all work, though? Can you go to a financial advisor? Can you go to your bank? How do you do this?
Yeah, so they are very widely available. You're welcome to chat to a financial advisor. It is one of those things that I think you can self-navigate. It's fairly straightforward. It's as simple as Googling a coronation tax-free investment and following the steps from there. It's a simple form, and the minimums are quite low, Gareth. So you can either opt in for a debit order of as little as 250 Rand a month. And that is not an obligation. You can stop that at any stage without any penalty. Or you can invest as little as 5,000 Rand as a lump sum. So it's quite accessible to most.
And the ceiling is 33,000 Rand for the year, or do you think?
That's right.
Do you think that they might raise that a little bit? Do you think that they might give people more opportunities to have tax-free savings?
So the budget speech on this 26th of Feb, so it's upcoming, we had the SONA last night, we are all hoping that they increase it, and typically how it should work is that 33,000 Rand a year should be adjusted for inflation every year. So you might remember about 5 years ago when they first introduced tax-free investments, it was only 50,000 Rand a year, and after the first year they were kind enough to give us that 6-odd% increase, but they haven't given us any increases since. So we are hopeful that hopefully they give us some kind of inflation adjustment this year.
Fantastic. All right, so tell us quickly, this type of investing obviously helps you to beat inflation, but what is the chance that you beat that properly? I mean, like with a good significant percentage.
Okay, so it is important to know that the best way to use this tax-free investment is for the long term. And the reason why I say the long term is you have a lifetime budget of 500,000 Rand. So I just mentioned 33,000 Rand a year, but over your lifetime, the number currently is 500,000. And if you put money in and you take it out and you put it back in, you continuously use your 500,000 Rand budget. So let's say you've used up 100,000 Rand over the last few years, you still have 400,000 Rand left that you can contribute. If you now go and take your 100,000 Rand out and you put it back in, you've now used an additional 100,000 Rand of the 400 that was left, so you're left with 300. So the point I'm trying to make is that you should really think of it as a long-term investment and not put money in and out the whole time, even though technically it is available. And if you assume that it's a long-term investment, well, then it means that you have a long-time horizon, and long-time horizon means you can take a bit of risk. So you can invest in assets that grow, and assets that grow beyond inflation. Those assets typically are equities and properties, so those assets listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's useful to know. in a tax-free investment like coronations, your money's not going to be just left there. It's going to be managed by some experts. It'll be exposed to some growth potential, and that includes shares, as you mentioned, some bonds, some listed property. Are there any other kind of long-term commitments that we need to know about in terms of this?
So theoretically, no, you have access at all times to your money, so it's fully flexible in that regard. But if you are serious about investing for the long term and you're willing to commit, you have, let's say, an investment horizon of 5 years and longer, then at Coronation we have a fantastic range of funds that are specifically aimed at addressing that need. Whether you want domestic exposure to a vast array of assets, you also want some international exposure perhaps. If you follow our website, you will be able to go through the journey with us and get the right fund for you.
You got some pretty smart people there, so I don't doubt that for a second. So just to be clear, how do we open this tax-free investment fund?
So the best move would be to visit our website, coronation.com. You can also email us at clientservices@coronation.com. Or if you have a financial advisor or feel you need a bit more guidance, you're welcome to also speak to the financial advisor that deals with your affairs.
I like that. All right, so we can put up to 33,000 Rand in there, but you can start with as little as 250 Rand a month. If you have an existing tax-free savings account, if you have an existing tax-free savings account, then all you need to do is switch it to Coronation's tax-free investment at no cost. Is that right, Krista?
That's correct.
Okay, and then finally, you can find out more by going to Coronation's site. They are at coronation.com. And Krista, it's always nice to talk to you. I hope we'll get to hear more from you in the next couple of months, because this sort of stuff is really useful to people.
Awesome. Thanks, Garrett. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. All right. So that's what you need to know. And that's probably the best way to reward yourself for Valentine's Day. Show a little love to your own finances. Coronation offers access to a range of tax-free domestic and rand-denominated international unit trust funds. You could put yourself first this month and invest tax-free. After all, the goal of investing at its heart is about appreciating your wealth over time. And while we can't force you to appreciate yourself fully, we can certainly appreciate ourselves a whole lot more. To match up with a tax-free investment fund that is suitable to your needs, you just need to speak to a financial advisor, whoever you use, or you can email clientservices@coronation.com. T's and C's apply. And what I like about this is that you can keep at least 33,000 Rand out of the grasping and greedy hands of government.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a good reason to do it?
Definitely.
So if you have that money lying around, rather than have the receiver of revenue come a knocking and try to get his piece of the pie, put it into this.
Very good.
I'm not telling you to send your money elsewhere and give it to someone. I'm telling you to keep it for yourself. Makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a good point, though. This is equally relevant considering the news. Matthew saying, what's the point of investing if there's an asteroid? We should be cashing up and going on a bender.
You know what today is?
Valentine's Day?
That. And it's Friday.
Yes.
And it is the 9-year anniversary of the song Friday by Rebecca Black.
Oh, we've got to play
no,
it.
No, now, yes. before you do.
Yes.
She has spoken out on Twitter about the struggles that she has followed in the last 9 years because of the relentless mocking of the song that she
Who
put
cares?
Together.
Honey, you made some money out of a song. I'm not going to feel sorry for you. First world problems.
She was 13 years old when she made it, and she's 19 now.
Shame. Must be so horrible for you. 13 years old,
oh,
you already have...
She's older than that now, sorry.
Making a lot of money. Do me a favor. It's a shit song, but, I mean, well done to her. Listen. Here we go. 7 a.m. waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh. She was irritating before this song, I guarantee it. When did it become a thing that people needed to tell you how hard their life was, even though their life's not hard?
She's very rich.
Yeah, she's very rich. And she doesn't seem to have... I mean, if people are teasing you about a music video, that is a hell of a lot better than that guy you were describing earlier this morning who lives in a bucket because he doesn't have a... He's just a torso. He doesn't have legs. He's got nothing below the belly button. And she's complaining about being teased for a music video?
Teased for years.
So what? You can... Tease them
She's
back.
She had food thrown at her at school.
Oh, grow a backbone. What's wrong with you, woman?
Almost every producer or songwriter said they would never work with her.
Yeah, we go. How many years?
9 years today.
9 years of teasing. Oh, where?
In the world of anti-bullying, Gareth.
Oh no, she's a millionaire. She has to go back to her mansion.
Oh please, I'm so tired of people whinging about how hard their lives are when they're not really hard. Do you realize that your ancestors probably had to dig in pig swill and filth, had to eat feces half the time just to survive? They probably used to smash two rocks together to make a flame so they could keep themselves warm. Do you realize that your ancestors lived in squalor and misery? And even if they were rich people, let's say you're a descendant of Louis the 14th, let me remind you that you still had to shit in a bucket. Mm-hmm. Even if you were the king, and they put it under your bed for the whole night while the stench came through your mattress, which was made of hay. Oh, yes. So stop complaining about being teased at high school.
You were a toothache away from death back then.
Exactly. I cannot stand how soft we've become. No, we need that asteroid. Can we just check on that asteroid quickly so that poor Rebecca Black can have an end to her terrible suffering? My God. What's that, Sia?
Are we sure about this now?
Bring it on. Bring that asteroid, because poor Rebecca Black just cannot handle being teased by other little children.
It's a real thing. Were you?
Please, I didn't tolerate that shit when I was at school. Of course people try to tease you. You grow a backbone. In fact, it is character building. And while I am not a fan of bullying in any which way, I don't believe for a second that coddling our children is going to make them any better. And Rebecca Black talking about how she's been teased for 9 years.
There are a whole lot of people who've replied to her tweet, but a lot of them are gross, topless men.
Oh, come on.
Middle-aged or older men who are singing her song in the mirror or saying it's my theme tune, my entrance tune.
Why?
Because now she's posted a picture of herself and she's hot. The one even looks like Hi Rob.
Look at him rubbing his hands together.
And he sings It's Friday, Friday.
Like, hello,
it's
Queen, he says.
That's not teasing. These are just perverts. They love you, honey. Yeah. There's a guy in underpants.
Like in the bathroom with the mouthwash and everything there. Because now in the picture she's posted, she's actually quite hot.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. So that's another reason for her to be so sad, because she doesn't have like an elephant's neck.
How old did you say she was now?
Well, hold on. What's 13 22. Plus
22.
9?
22. Okay.
There we go.
Oh, this is quite a jam. Gotta make my mind up.
Which seat can I take?
It's Friday.
What, jamming in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, got to make my mind up. Which seat can I take?
She was 13.
It's Friday, you dumbass.
Do you remember a song you made called Jesus Christ, Christ, Jesus, Jesus Christ?
and you know what? If people tease me about it, I think I'll be okay.
This what Gangnam a, Style.
What a weak
they
human
just go
being.
On to a different list of note.
You know, Rebecca Black, let me tell you something. You're lucky anyone's even talking about you 9 years after that shit song. You're lucky anyone even remembers your name. And if we play it and we tease you, you should be going ka-ching every time you hear that song play. Mm-hmm. And every time you see some fat, disgusting, middle-aged man with underpants on, dancing in front of the mirror, singing It's Friday, Friday, you should be thrilled and honored. Because you know what? That middle-aged man, he's probably a psychopath who lives a couple of states away from you, and he's not in your house.
Yeah.
That's a reason to celebrate.
Well, the opposite of harassment and bullying is the life that Dylan Dupree is leading right now.
Who's that?
He's a 13-year-old boy who lives in Limpopo and has friends who happen to be a lot of black kids. To the point where he said, actually, Dad, I don't want to go to the school where my friends aren't. So Dylan is now attending and has enrolled in Nkowankowa Primary School outside Zanin.
And he's a what?
He's the only white boy in there. And Dylan is as happy as can be.
Sure, of course he is. I mean, what difference did it make?
Exactly. I love this story. He had a very serious conversation with his parents.
And it's closer to his house, right?
No, not to his house, but to his friends. He has to travel into the township, which is outside Tzaneen. He's in grade 6 right now. He's the first white pupil at the school, and he has no issue with
What's
it
the school
at
called?
All.
Kwere Kwere, what's it? What's the school called?
Nkowankowa Primary School outside Tzaneen in Limpopo.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's going to speak very, very good.
Yeah, the next
what
in
is
the
it?
Flow.
He's going to speak probably Sepedi.
Tsonga.
Tsonga. Yeah.
Yeah, it's only 3 weeks of him being at the school. He's catching just a bit of it just yet. He says he can't wait to master the language. He says, it's my third week at the school, and during break, all of the different learners are following me around, but I'm not really complaining because it's my opportunity to make new friends and learn Tsonga as well. He said he pleaded with his father to place him in one of the township schools because, you know, that's where his friends are. And he also wanted to expand his knowledge of African languages. So before I ask
sure,
my father...
He's going to have to expand it very quickly because he's being taught in Tsonga.
So they're registered there. His friends are there. He's having a great old time. He's a popular kid in school. This is...
He's the daywalker.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Dylan Dupree
at Nkongo Primary School.
Good for him. Jesus.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. I mean, this is, it shouldn't really be a story, but I'm glad that there are things like this happening. All right, are we going to speak to George? Mm-hmm. Okay, George is overseas. He's, you know, George is a very important man.
Sure. He's quite the traveler.
He might pop in here from time to time, but he is a busy man who travels to interesting places. I think he's in Las Vegas at the moment, and we're going to speak to him. Find out what's going on. He sent us a little update from Vegas. He's on the Strip. It's a beautiful scene. He's got all these famous hotels that we've all seen in the movies. The Bellagio in
the
background.
Fountains.
It's looking amazing. And he is there in Vegas. George, tell us what's going on.
Hey, Cliff Central team. I am sitting in Las Vegas in my hotel room. I'm up on the 33rd floor. And behind me you can see the fountains. Those are the famous
and
fountains.
The prostitute. I can see the prostitute.
First story is our economy is in a bit of a slump. Well, not for used car, because during January, the used car market moved 10.2 billion rands worth of used cars.
Wow.
And Auto Trader, as you know, serves as a really good proxy because we see more than 85% of the market. So the number of sales accelerated to a six-month average of 7% and almost 11% in January in terms of growth for used car sales. And used car sales are a good lagging indicator of demand, whereas search and views of adverts on Auto Trader's website serve as a good leading indicator of demand. January seems to have come out of the starting gates for used car very positively. Second story is Polestar. Polestar is a Geely-owned company, and Polestar is trying to reduce the plastic content inside the cars that they make. Mm-hmm. Polestar claims that it can reduce the weight of the plastic in cars by 50% and reduce the plastic content of the car by almost 80%. Well done to Polestar, because they might be able to help us save the planet by reducing the plastic in their cars. And then the third story is Ford has created an emoji jacket for cyclists. I mean, in Europe, 2,000 cyclists are killed every year on the roads. And, you know, some motorists get annoyed with cyclists. And so Ford has come up with this concept where cyclists can choose one of three emojis. And those three emojis are arrows, left and a right arrow, and a hazard signal. And who knows, maybe some other emojis might just surface with the cyclist jacket. What kind of emoji would you want? I know some people might want the poop emoji or some other hand signals of some sort. And then a woman in China has modified a radio control car to collect a sandwich from a local sandwich store that she wanted down the road. And what she did was she modified the remote control of this little remote control car so that she could get extra range out of it. The reason why she needed to use the remote control car was because of the coronavirus. She didn't want to risk getting the coronavirus, so she used the remote control car and wrote her telephone number or left her telephone number on the car so that she could pay by phone. And then Ferrari has revealed its 2020 Formula One car. 2020, I think, is going to be an interesting year. Not much has changed on this car, and they're calling it the Ferrari SF1000. It's not too much change, but Sebastian Vettel and Charles Leclerc will continue to drive the Ferrari in 2020. Huh. And that's it.
All right.
From Las Vegas.
Thank you, George.
See you next week.
Cool. George Meany live from Las Vegas this morning, giving us a little update. It's just the line wasn't so great, so we can talk to him in between. Just told him to tell us the stories. But how's that Ferrari, eh? The Ferrari SF1000.
Because it's...
so fast.
So fast.
All right. Shame, I feel we've been very unkind to Rebecca Black.
Oh, so you do?
Well, I think we should play her song.
Oh, that's not being kind.
That's being unkind to ourselves now.
Okay, fair enough.
So don't transfer the unkindness.
Fair enough.
That's awkward.
It's not good. Is George in the loo? No, he was live from Vegas. You should see the pictures.
In his hotel.
Yes. We could post that on Instagram, maybe. Just the picture so people can get an idea of where he is. People loved the burning platform because I'm getting some feedback here. So it wasn't true that, you know, Toby Shapshack is the only person who hated it. Some people liked it. Here, for example, is Boss, who says it was absolutely on fire yesterday. Tuning in for the last 10 minutes, I grew up in Nkoankwa. Now I'm working in L.A. Caught up last week with podcasts, and I've been jonesing to get my Friday fix. Thank goodness that we have technology, because I can't imagine my life without you guys. All the love. That's from Gens, who's in L.A. now.
Not Nkoankwa anymore.
We didn't do sport, do you realize?
We didn't do sports. Sorry, Mbulelo.
Oh.
Sorry, you're always at the back of the queue. Who are you guys talking about? What was that horrendous song? I'm going to vomit.
Oh, no.
This fucking song is making me nauseous. Please ask George about Datsun. Datsun in Indonesia is closed down. Well, I'm sorry. He's on the line, but we'll talk to him about that next week.
Yeah, and then you also have to go back to 2010 to experience the Rebecca Black era.
Mm-hmm. Please send the asteroid. Please send the asteroid. Rebecca Black must die. Even if I die with her. Every few years, this is an interesting thing, Wendell says, every few years I watch Band of Brothers to remind me how pussified humanity has become.
Pussified.
Pussified is a wonderful
how
word.
How weak and feeble we are now. And somebody saying, I love Rebecca Black because that was my second year university jam. That's from Roxanne. All right. Everybody has their thing. There was a woman in Parliament yesterday.
Oh, Lord.
Who was wearing a big pink meringue around her body.
That was a very, very tulle poofy dress.
Is that tulle? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's like chiffon and tulle.
I don't know what that is, but I'll just go along with what you said.
There's always one, though.
Burning platform yesterday was great. I always like it when you have someone there who disagrees with you guys. That's from Sandile. Thank you, Sandile. We got some feedback yesterday on the burning platform, so we're going to be mixing it up and changing it up and doing some interesting things. But that's always what happens there. So there's nothing new. Hopefully you've got a good weekend planned. 5 minutes to go until 8 o'clock this morning, and we will catch up again on Monday. Bright and early. First thing.
Very good.
What do you got here, Sia? Oh, this is the big Herman Mashaba interview. I almost forgot about that. I sat down with Herman Mashaba on Monday, and we talked for maybe an hour. And he had lots to say. He did not hold back. You're going to love this.
Oh, good.
So Herman Mashaba, formerly the DA's mayoral candidate for Johannesburg, who ended up becoming mayor of Joburg for some time, he was on cliffcentral.com on Monday. We didn't do it live. We recorded it to save it for you for today. So it's kind of like his State of the Nation address this morning, because we went everywhere. We talked to him about everything, and you get to hear that now on cliffcentral.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Cliffcentral.com.